This one is Ursula, U-R-S-U-L-A Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. She was 5'5", 1935. And she was seen 10/14. This is an 88-year-old woman, married for 20 years, lives with her husband. Her husband has severe Alzheimer's dementia. Patient also suffers from Alzheimer's dementia, currently on hospice with hypertension. Alzheimer's dementia, primary diagnosis, hypertension, muscle weakness, chronic pain, insomnia, edema, generalized anxiety disorder, and gait difficulty and mobility issues. Patient has a history of shortness of breath related to anemia, weakness, surgery. She's had total hysterectomy. Family member, her daughter is her primary caregiver. She states that she used to work for AT&T. The daughter states that she used to work for AT&T. Allergy, sulfa, penicillin. Medication, Lipitor, 40 milligrams once a day. Losartan, 20 milligrams once a day. Surgery, hysterectomy, family history not known. Both mom and dad died of old age. Pregnancy times one, has one son and a young lady who's like a daughter to her, which she calls her daughter. She has provider services. She would like to have, and her daughter would like to have more time, more provider services time for her mother. Period. She's found to be confused. While the family and I were talking, patient started walking out and was found to be in the middle of the street. So that's something that she has to be watched on a regular basis. Period. She has a tendency to be a wanderer, family tells me. 140 over 80, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. Heart pulse, small pulse is 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, speech shows the rush. There's definite muscle wasting around the temporal region and lower extremity and upper extremity noted. Number one. So assessment, 88-year-old woman with Alzheimer's dementia on hospice with a KPS score of 40% with her family as her primary caregiver, period. New paragraph, her husband is also has severe Alzheimer, which is further on in his journey and most likely has a few weeks to live, period. She also suffers from hypertension, coronary artery disease, muscle weakness, chronic pain, insomnia, edema, generalized anxiety disorder, period. New paragraph, since last certification, patient has lost weight, severe muscle wasting noted, decreased appetite, KPS score of 40%. She has a tendency to be a wanderer. She must be observed very carefully. And she has protein, calorie, malnutrition. Patient's things are definitely consistent with worsening. Makes her hospice candidate, most likely less than 6 months to live. Thank you.